and a community connection on the way next on 1400 K1, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. And I get the opportunity to talk with Duke Epperson. He is, among other jobs, the president of the Community Concert Association. Hey, thanks for coming in, sir.
Thank you for having me.
And Community Concert Association, I mean, that is has been a staple of not only Bartlesville's music, but music across the country since Depression time, really. I mean,
yes,
it goes
sir.
Back that far.
We've been 80 years plus.
That's a long time to
yes,
be providing
sir.
Quality music for folks at reasonable prices.
Yes, sir, it is. I've been associated with it for 4 years, I think, and really enjoyed it. It's been awesome.
And the musical lineup that the association gives, the lineup, I mean, you vary things so that you're not looking at just one type of performer, not just one genre of music. A little bit of something for everybody.
Yes, sir. We try to make a variety. That process of picking is really entertaining because there's quite a few of us and we all have different tastes, but it all works out pretty good.
Well, you've got a hit performance coming up tomorrow night.
Yes, sir, I think so. A little bit of Simon and Garfunkel history there. We're going back Scarborough Fair, and I think...
Which actually, they put that same song on three different albums.
Yes, sir, they did.
they wanted to get as much use out of that one as they can. Of course, it was part of the soundtrack for The Graduate.
Yep.
And so it showed up on The Graduate soundtrack album.
Yeah.
It was part of their second album, titled Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme.
Uh-huh.
And then they also, it was, of course, on their greatest hits album, so that counts, I guess, as three albums.
Yeah, you'd say three. You know your history. That's awesome.
I was, I still am a fan of Simon and Garfunkel's music, going back to actually when they were Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I want to make sure I got my facts right. It was 1957. The two 15-year-olds picked up a piece, Hey Schoolgirl, and they borrowed some equipment to record it in about a telephone booth-sized room.
Yeah.
And banged on the doors, including the Brill Building, which is where all those hits were manufactured in New
mm-hmm.
York. And it was October 1957. For $25, they paid for that recording studio and came up with Hey Little Girl. And actually got several radio stations in the New York area to play it for them. And that was the beginning of Simon and Garfunkel under the name of Tom and Jerry.
Yes, sir, it was. This concert that we're going to have, it's tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
Please come out and join us. It would be really fun. Step back in time a little ways.
Yep.
And little smooth rock, you know, nothing real, real serious.
I think they would have branded it as folk rock, actually, because they kind of started off with the acoustic guitar sound.
Yeah.
And a lot of their stuff had a little bit of a folk music sound to it. Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. was their first album. And so going back to that sound. But then 1969, Song of the Year with Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Yep, that was awesome. The gentlemen that are coming are guitarists and they're brothers. They're the Guthrie brothers. They're have been playing music quite a long time themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They've been since children. And one was a drummer originally, and
okay. They
coerced him into playing the guitar. And I think you'll really enjoy it.
Well, that genetic family sound, I don't care if it's the Everly Brothers or the Lennon Sisters or the Mills Brothers or who, that genetically similar sound goes for a nice blend.
Yeah, it'll be good. We're looking forward to it, really. I think it being our last concert of this season, we're
mm-hmm.
Geared up for next season, but... we need to get through this one and have a good time, and then we can coast for a month.
Well, I can easily see these guys getting the audience clapping on a lot of their songs.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a fun. I don't know their lineup, but I'm sure they'll pick up some of the hot favorites. Bye Bye Love, obviously Bridge Over Troubled Water. Mrs. Robinson probably will be in the mix somewhere along the line.
Yeah,
should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's just part of it, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to come in and enjoy it.
You get the opportunity to host an organization, large or small ensemble, for one performance, one day. They typically hit town early in the day, get mm-hmm. to learn the acoustics of the room they're playing in, and then have a little bit of time entertaining people that night.
Yes, sir. I'm even blessed to be the one that meets them at the community center to get it started.
Okay.
And that's a lot of fun, too.
I'll bet it is. This is, again, you mentioned the final concert of this particular season, and I know we haven't talked about every one of them, but I remember the 2017-2018 season when you announced it well, around a year ago.
Yeah.
You showed a pretty promising season, and seems like you've had good attendance this time.
Yeah, we've had really good. It's a little better than last year, which mm-hmm. was, you know, what you're always after, to grow. In that note, we need board members to help us to pick these groups and to guide us with a little more intelligence. You know, we need all the help we can get. We do pretty good, but we are looking for new board members if anyone's interested.
Okay. And we'll talk about how people can become a board member for community concerts, and maybe even pull back the curtain just a little bit with a preview of what you might find next year when we continue with Duke Epperson in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Spending a little time this morning with Duke Epperson. He is president of the Community Concert Board, and we're talking about tomorrow night's concert at the Community Center. Is that a 7 or a 7:30 concert?
7:30 is showtime.
Okay, so people can make it in the door even 6:45 or
yeah,
so
and yeah.
Have a little bit of time.
Yep.
Again, it is a Simon & Garfunkel band. As the one of the songs would say it, a poet and a one-man band.
yep. And if you haven't got tickets yet, you can just go to the box office there at the community center even the night of mm-hmm. and still get tickets. So there's plenty of seats. You can come on in and hang out with us. That would be good.
Yeah. Looking at you know, it's just the idea of community concerts. That was the whole idea, was to bring good performers to small town America or middle town America, whatever uh-huh. size, and frequently they were in, you know, high school auditoriums, high school gyms, small community centers, back, you know, just any venue that you could get some people in that had decent acoustics.
Yes, sir, that's it. They look for those places that are in rural areas that you can get into, and a lot of ours tour and hit the middle America and usually head to one coast or the other when they're finishing up their tours, so they can go their separate ways.
Yeah. Well, this one sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I don't know, you probably want to save the announcement for on the stage tomorrow night, but maybe you can get a little bit of a preview for next season for us.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good group. We got the Holy Rock-a-Rollas. That's on September 23rd. And then we have the American Troubadour Thursday, November 1st, and Tapestry Tuesday, February the 5th.
Hmm. Sounds like a certain singer-songwriter that also came yes. out of that Brill Building in New York.
Yes, sir. Same one. Yep. Same one. And then 7th Avenue is Friday, April the 5th. And then Sons of Serendip is April the 29th.
Okay. Sons of Serendip, of course, also will be opening up this year's, well, not opening, but they'll be performing the Sunday night concert for OK Mozart.
Yes,
at the Bandshell in Sooner Park. So,
get a preview
of what your concert will be with, right, with the Sons of Serendip.
That'll be awesome.
In June.
We also have a concert coming up. Actually, we're working with the high school on this. It's the Southwest Air National Guard Band, and it'll be on June the 29th. Just giving you a heads up on that. Look for information as it comes available. We're not quite certain on the time and all the rest of the stuff, but be looking for that information or contact us if you're interested.
Southwest Air National Guard Band, they are based out of Will Rogers Airport?
Yes, sir. Yeah. They sure are. Yeah. They sure are.
And so it's the Air National Guard musicians, mostly from the state of Oklahoma. So
yes,
people setting down their everyday life as a professional, as a teacher, as a whatever, and picking up the instrument to play for the military.
Yes, sir. The way I see it, it's going to be a really good concert, I think. I'm looking forward to that. They really put on a good show.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we'll hear more about as details get worked out. You and I were talking just before we went on the air. You were just recently able to make a connection with the Guard. So.
Yeah. Just got it hooked up. So wasn't able to announce it during any of the other concerts because we really weren't confirmed yet. So now it's a definite. We have a date and we have a location.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a great deal. Will people be able to buy tickets for that one tomorrow night, or will they be ready yet?
Well, not ready yet. We're not quite sure on the ticketing, what that will be.
Okay.
So.
Just thought I'd cover as many bases as I could on that.
Sure, I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay, well, once you get it confirmed, we'll get that information out to the public
awesome.
On that one. That will be an upcoming concert, not part of what's previously been talked about.
Right, yes, sir. Yes.
When you were choosing this season, what clicked with you on the brothers here with the with tomorrow night's show? What made you decide on these guys?
Well, they give you a 15-second clip of them.
That much?
Yes, boy, it's a lot. And there were, I think, 12 of us in the room, and most of us are of my age, so it was just an automatic. We had to put that one in there. It was of our era. That mm-hmm. was the songs, and the kids like it today, so it should be for all of the audience.
Absolutely. Should be a great show for you.
Yeah.
And so again, tickets are available. Do you know the ticket pricing on that?
I do not. They're in different price ranges from depending on the location in the hall.
Okay. I do know that students are in free with a student ID.
Yes, sir.
And students do need to be accompanied by a paying adult. But again, tomorrow night, 7:30. At the Community Center?
Yes, sir. Come and hang out.
Okay. Community Concert Association bringing you again. It is going to be Scarborough Fair by the Guthrie Brothers tomorrow night at 7:30. And Scarborough Fair, just one of the many hits from Simon and Garfunkel that I'm sure will be presented. And, of course, maybe even a few things. Both of them, after the band split, Art Garfunkel and Paul Simon went their separate ways.
Right.
I don't know if the band's going to perform any of those separate hits like Bye Bye Love, some of the others, me and Julio. But.
And they have some of their own songs also that they'll put in there, so it'll be interesting. It'll be something unusual.
Well, thank you so much for your hard work on the board. How do you become a member of the board? You said you were looking for board members.
To be a board member, really, it's pretty simple. Come and sit in on one of our meetings, and if you're interested, the board will vote you in and we'll put you right to work. You can get right after it. There's a lot of things that we can use help on and positions to take, and we can use the help a lot.
Okay.
We need more input is what we're after.
I think there's probably a few people who would say, if I were choosing a concert, I would choose
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly. And then there's 11 others in the room that will have to discuss that with you.
And sometimes that can be a good thing.
Yes, it's awesome. I enjoyed that part of it. It's a lot of fun to sit in there. And you get a brief clip and then a little review over what the band is, and you make your decisions. It's pretty neat.
Okay. Again, if you are interested in becoming a member of Community Concerts, what's a phone number or email or point of contact, or just walk in and find you in the city of Dewey someplace?
Well, you can call. My number is 918-440-0534, or you can get on the website at www.bccamusic.org, and those are two easy ways to contact. And anything past that, you can get online and see there's other numbers there.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for your leadership and for choosing tomorrow night's concert.
Yeah, not a problem.
And again, it is going to be Scarborough Fair, 7:30 tomorrow night. That will be the music of the Guthrie Brothers at the Bartlesville Community Center. Students in free with a student ID. Students under 18 do need to be accompanied by a paid adult, but you're going to enjoy the music. Okay. Duke, thank you so much for your time. Duke Epperson, he is president of Community Concerts, and head out to the concert tomorrow night. It will be the music of Simon and Garfunkel at the Community Center.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7, and every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions, and you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters.